Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, while we continue to wait for episode 2 of Meghan and Harry's $25 million Spotify podcast series, we will only have to wait one more year for something to come out of the Netflix deal. From The Hollywood Reporter, Archwar Productions has announced the first series from its multi-million deal with Netflix. Heart of Invictus will be a docu-series looking at the human stories behind the Invictus Games, the international sporting event founded by Harry. The Duke of Sussex will appear in front of the camera and will also serve as executive producer. The series will follow a group of extraordinary competitors from around the globe, all service members who have suffered life-changing injuries or illnesses on their road to the Invictus Games, The Hague 2020, now set to take place in 2022. Harry even signed off on the obligatory press release quote, which reads, "Since the very first Invictus Games back in 2014, we knew that each competitor would contribute to their own exceptional way to a mosaic of resilience, determination, and resolve. This series will give communities around the world a window into the moving and uplifting stories of these competitors on their path to the Netherlands next year. As Archwar Productions' first series with Netflix in partnership with the Invictus Games Foundation, I couldn't be more excited for the journey ahead or prouder of the Invictus community for continuously inspiring global healing, human potential, and continued service." Obviously, Harry came up with all of that language himself. In the meantime, if Harry needs something to do other than recording episode 2 of his $25 million Spotify podcast series, he could get into making wine. From the Mirror, Penny Bianchi, who lives next door to Oprah Winfrey and down the road from the Sussex's $14.5 million mansion, said it would be really cool if they launched a wine business. It seems to be a very popular thing to do around here, so I wouldn't be surprised if Harry and Meghan did the same. Harry and Meghan have already got a number of income streams set up since stepping down as senior royals over a year ago. Local winemaker Greg Martoletto, who runs Martoletto Winery in Buellton and is a member of the Santa Barbara Vintners Association, told the Mail if Harry and Meghan become involved in the industry, it would be a confirmation of what wine insiders already know. They are global people with name recognition around the world who could go anywhere, but they came to Santa Barbara, and I think that in and of itself says a lot. A source tells US Weekly that Prince Harry wants an apology from the royal family over the treatment of his wife Meghan Markle. The source claimed, "The problem with Harry is that he's hooked on being right, and regardless of saying he wants to move on from this, he won't back down until he gets some form of apology from his family." From the Mirror, a Cambridge academic has said the royal family could not handle beautiful Meghan Markle and criticized the crown's ties to slavery. Professor Primavanda Gopal said the monarchy was a white institution that had profited from the British Empire. Gopal spoke with talk radio host Nick Dubois and said that the monarchy was a white supremacist organization. It's an institution invested in whiteness and where whites dominate. "The monarchy is deeply implicated in the project of empire. A lot of what it possesses came right out of the imperial project. This is not a monarchy that has ever talked about its ties to the empire or to slavery for that matter. The monarchy couldn't even handle a light-skinned, beautiful woman. She was the wife of a prince and was drummed out of this country by the media." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Piers Morgan told Extra that messages communicated on behalf of several members of the royal family have thanked him for standing up against the Sussexes. Buckingham Palace has declined to comment on Piers' version of things. Klein Irving spoke to Sunrise and now has some concerns about Charles. Mr. Irving said, "He doesn't have those qualities of earning what the Queen has earned. She's got no constitutional authority, but she has a very personal authority, and she's earned that by simply being neutral and, as she grew older, a very sympathetic figure. Sympathetic for the nation in a kind of motherly way. She's classless, although obviously she would belong to the very high echelons of the upper class, but she comes across as classless and warm and natural. Charles has none of those natural abilities. In fact, he's shown he tends towards disliking criticism of any kind and has the habits of an autocrat, so I don't think that equips him for being a monarch." And Yahoo reports the Queen is opening up the garden at Buckingham Palace for a once-in-a-lifetime experience, as people will be able to picnic in the grounds for the first time. The Royal Collection Trust, which manages the palaces, announced that the London home of the monarch will be reopening in the summer after it was closed for most of last year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Unlike previous years, visitors will be able to bring their own picnics as well as chairs and blankets and enjoy the landscaped garden, Visitors can take a self-guided tour of the gardens while they're there. The RCT said the plans would offer unprecedented freedom for visitors in 2021, with a unique, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to picnic with views of the palace. Perhaps you can find your own freedom, ironically, within the gates of a palace. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.